I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The state is set to start looking into the specifics of creating a passenger rail line along Colorado's Front Range. 91.5 KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Proposals are now being accepted for a study aimed at connecting Pueblo to Denver and Fort Collins by passenger rail. It also includes Trinidad and asks for the anticipation of a link to Cheyenne, Wyoming. The request comes from the Colorado Department of Transportation and a state commission tasked with looking into the issue. The study is expected to last more than 2 years, but through other work at CDOT and public and stakeholder meetings, the commission aims to have enough information in order to refer a measure to the November 2020 ballot that would create a Front Range passenger rail district and ultimately lead to possible funding. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill to let cities and counties set their own minimum wage. The statewide minimum wage is $11.10 an hour. Kevin Baumer of the Colorado Municipal League says that isn't high enough for the entire state.
In Meeker, Colorado, or in La Junta, or Holly, $11.10 an hour means something different than it does in Denver or Thornton or Greeley.
Starting next year, local governments will be able to set their minimum wages higher than the state level. Critics fear that could hurt some small businesses and lead to job cuts. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.